Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Married to Laughter by Jerry Stiller.
Married to Laughter, a love story featuring Anne Mira. This is Jerry Stiller. It was my cousin Leo who had given me my first ride down Snake Hill in East New York on his handlebars. He arrived on his two-wheeler like a shining knight out of Canarsie. He lived on Farragut Road, four stops by subway from Livonia Avenue in Hinsdale. To me, it seemed as if he'd navigated oceans to come that distance. He was 14, and I was 9. Leo was tall for his age. He had that smile that guys in the movies flash to show courage when they face danger. I loved it that someone in our family could laugh at danger. Riding on the handlebars was a very unnatural act, I thought. How does anyone sit on a pipe while another person keeps balance? What if I shift my weight? Won't the whole thing fall over and land us on the street? "Climb on," Leo said, with no hint of any concern that we might spill over and break our necks. "Okay," I said, like some puppy dog acting on faith. In seconds, we were moving. Leo's body was off the seat, his head jutting over mine like a sprinter. He was pumping steadily up toward Dumont, past Blake, past Belmont, almost to Pitkin, the wind hitting us square on. Leo was alive, seemingly out of his body. I wanted to be him, but I was only a passenger, and he the pilot. We spun past pushcarts, sideswiped automobiles, wove our way through kids playing Ringolivio and Kick the Can. We had wheels and we were moving, while everyone else was standing still.